This church, visible from a distance, is 29 metres high. Considerable height, not only for the time in which it was built, but also for such a small town as it was then. Building began in 1495, in the period called Late Gothic, and it is one of the most beautiful temples in the whole of Euskal Herria, the Basque Country, from an architectural point of view. Its lovely tower is unique in Bizkaia, and it has, moreover, a magnificent altarpiece. The work of Diego Martínez Arce, from the beginning of the 18th century. Remember that in those times, modern means of construction didn't exist, and all the beautiful work is an example of the devotion of the people of Elorrio, who provided land or financial resources for a building which took more than two centuries to complete. The chartered town, as such, did not have a church, the parish church continuing to be San Agustín de Echivarría, located 2 kilometres away on the road to Durango. The citizens of Elorrio had to go there to hear Mass, for their weddings, baptisms and funerals, and so if undertaken in the rain and cold, meant quite an effort. But there was something else. The Abara clan were beneficiaries of San Agustín, that is, they obtained a share of the tithes, first fruits and alms received by the church. Fed up with the rule of the Abara clan and with contributing to their wealth, the people of Elorrio requested their own church, and they got one. I would like to show you the beautiful fountain that you can see there on the left, but perhaps you would like to visit the church, admire its architecture, and listen to its silence. It's worth it, I promise you. I'll be waiting for you by the fountain when you come out